tout le monde. Je m'appelle Novembre et je suis la mairesse de cet épisode. Mes amis et députés mairesse Riley et Matty sont là aussi. Des oafs.
Oh là 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 là.
I fucking... Girls, I hate this. I was expressing to you one moment ago before we started recording. I don't speak French. I can't even do a French accent.
As the French speakers in the comments will tell us, neither do I.
I can read French if you want to type out everything you're saying. Uh-huh. I know Spanish a little bit.
It's in the notes. It is. Okay. I learned this phonetically, which is to say not very well. Because the part of the context for this is, I don't remember in which podcast, but I had to invoke the name of Ötzi the Iceman, right?
Oh, like, yeah. I love Ötzi the Iceman.
Ötzi the Iceman, yeah.
Shout out Ötzi.
Someone got really mad at me
for saying
on
Ötzi?
Tumblr, of all things, for being like, you mispronounced that terribly. It's not difficult. And I'm like, I'm trying my best.
I only know it's Ötzi from listening to Tides.
I don't know what I said. Also,
I think it's easy to pronounce it Ötzi, I think.
Mm. I don't know what I said. I know it's Ötzi, unless it isn't. But write in or don't.
Well,
I will listen.
What? Let's ask him.
That's true. However.
Oh, yeah. Should we introduce our guest?
Yes, because. And he's here tonight. No, we are here. We are gathered here today for another beautiful episode of No Gods, No Mayors. Mm. Ni Dieu, ni Mère. In fact, the pun works better in French, which annoys me as I realize it. To talk about Patrick Balkany, who is a repulsively corrupt Frenchman, possible inventor of the balcony, and mayor of Levallois-Perret in northwestern Paris.
Yeah, before him, everyone just like, you know, if you were living up a tall building, you know, you couldn't sort of like lean over something and sort of drearily smoke a cigarette and look into the middle distance. You had to actually go all the way down to the lobby to do that.
Yeah, Pat Balcony.
Every time I tried to smoke a cigarette, I would just step outside and then I had to look down at the ground, look at the camera like Wile E. Coyote, and then fall down.
funny detail about Patrick Balkany is that he is a huge cigar guy. And if you crack open the notes, ooh, at the very top, I have
cotton.
A photo of him smoking heavily, looking like the most corrupt politician you've ever seen in your life.
Looks like the smoking man a little
bit. Yeah, kind of.
He is home to smoke.
He is.
I can't even do it as a joke. I can't even do the bad French accent as a joke. We've reached
Long
an accent. We've reached
Long
like an accent lacuna of
Long
mine.
Fume, see.
This is see? What I love about this picture is he's smoking a cigar, yes, but he is blowing a vape amount of like smoke.
He's blowing that cotton. Baby.
Vapes were kind of invented in some ways. However,
hold
before
on.
We talk, so I'm sorry.
No, I just have a quick question, and I want everyone to just think about this for a moment. Anyone? Are they yet to invent a cigar vape? A really thick barreled vape that tastes like cigar.
I have seen one. I've seen one back when in the better days. Back when a vape looked like a cigarette with an LED tip. Yeah. I have seen an e-cigar, so it can be done.
Yeah. I'm looking. There is a
lighting up the Cohiba.
There it
Amazon.com. NUCIG Habana Premium Electric Cigar Rechargeable E-Cigar E-Cigar E-Shisha Electric Cigar Vape Premium E-Cigar Havana Flavor.
We're gonna be vaping all of these on stage at the live show, which we are currently planning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So keep an ear open for that. Save the date when you know what the date is. However,
keep both your ears open to listen to the podcast. Also,
nous avons a segment qui s'appelle Le Cirque des Objets.
Mais non! Qu'est-ce que c'est le roundup municipal?
Rodeo des actualités. Chia!
Chia?
Yeah. In French, chia is spelled H-I-A-H.
Chia?
Merci, Sam.
Roulement, roulement, roulement.
This is a normal episode.
However, this is not merely a municipal roundup. This is a special sub-segment of the municipal roundup, which we have dubbed the New York Minute.
Beep, beep. That's my sound effect that I'm doing for.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey! So, what's the matter you? It's the New York Minute.
Yeah. A lot of stuff's been happening in relation to New York mayors and former mayors and mayoral candidates. Yeah. And so I thought a good place to start might be America's mayor himself, Rudy Giuliani.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I bet what he did was completely, like, he's a hero.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about because he is a hero.
Like, he's a hero again. He's been a hero before.
Well, he was a hero already, which is why on last week, Monday, Donald Trump, who's the president of America currently, said that he's awarding former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani himself the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Well, yeah, look, you only give that out to, like, your sort of semi-disgraced bagmen when they create some kind of ludicrously implausible story about helping a domestic violence victim you found on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You don't do that to, like, try and cover something up or hush it along. Yeah,
he announced not. This, if you don't have the context, he announced this just 2 days after he got in a mystery car accident. I'm going to read the official statement by Michael Ragusa, who's the head of Giuliani's security.
And his PR guy. He's a double threat.
Yeah, he goes, on the evening of August 30, 2025, in New Hampshire, Mayor Giuliani was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Prior to the incident, he was flagged down by a woman who was the victim of a domestic violence incident. Mayor Giuliani immediately rendered assistance and contacted 911, some very familiar numbers there to him. He remained on the scene until responding officers arrived to ensure her safety. Following this, while traveling on the highway, Mayor Giuliani's vehicle was struck from behind at high speed. He was also there with his business partner. This is my favorite line. His business partner and medical provider were promptly contacted and arrived at the hospital to oversee his care.
I got a medic alert bracelet that says, contact my business partner.
At this time, no further updates are available. This is the only statement authorized by Mayor Giuliani. Signed, Michael Ragusa. Media pressing agrees, Michael at shutdownsecurity.com.
Oh my God.
Having the, like, we answered no questions about this statement appended to my statement, really forestalling a lot of my questions that I might have about the plausibility of finding a domestic violence victim just by the side of the roads.
Okay, so the police corroborated that part, actually, which is very interesting, because I don't have any record here that I can find of the police lying.
No.
Especially
in defense
of
Rudy Giuliani? No.
But my favorite part is a couple of days later, the rep, Ragusa, said of Giuliani that he was recovering in good spirits and, quote, the man is in great spirits. He's a beast. He survived 9/11.
That's true. That's right.
Sure. Absolutely. I survived the Afghanistan war.
Yeah. I mean, if you were born, but on September 11th,
I survived
before 9 a.m.
Oh my God. I'm going to get the little, like, a 9/11. I'm a 9/11 survivor.
We're the only podcast that is hosted by three bona fide 9/11 survivors.
Jesus Christ. That's incredible. Well, you're welcome for our service. I also see that Rudy is back podcasting and they've got him wearing some kind of a, like, orthopedic cyborg frame.
They have him in, like, a joke, like the Always Sunny in Philadelphia joke harness that they put D in flashbacks.
There's one step shy of putting him in a full body comedy cast and having a sexy nurse wheel him around. Like, he just looks like he's about to go lie in a personal injury case.
He's a beautiful mayor, and we wish him a quick and safe recovery from whatever the fuck that was. to me of Curtis Sliwa.
Sure. Oh, so Curtis Sliwa, the Republican nominee for the mayor of New York City here, beep beep Hong Kong, okay, I'm walking here.
The most grounded and reasonable campaign in history, some are calling it.
And he unveiled, so everyone right now is unveiling all their, like, their policies, right? And everyone's sort of hitting, like, the big problems in New York City. Affordability, transit, things like this, you know, the cost of living is a huge thing. So what he has done, of course, he's called for feral cat colonies to claw back at the New York City rat problem.
Uh-huh.
He calls them caped crusaders at night.
I love the New York City Republican Party. It's so cool. They're just like, we can't let it go uncontested, I guess. We got to pick someone.
It's a beautiful illustration between the parachute regiment and Curtis Sliwa that wearing a beret too much does something to your brain.
I think it's the, like, leather band.
Yeah, it, like, constricts a bit too much.
My head is too sweaty to have thoughts. So apparently there was a speaking one day after the this is in the New York Post. Speaking one day after the Post exposed rat infestation at the Carcoin Tots playground on West 67th Street, the Guardian Angels founder and GOP candidate said the feline fix is the obvious answer to the rodent problem. This is Mother Nature's way of preventing rats, rodents, and others from to plague any area of the city, Sliwa said. What you really have to do is feed them, you water them, you provide them with a basic accommodation. It's generally a little plastic Tupperware box that they can go in and out of, especially when there's inclement weather.
So if I can just pause here, because like everyone's doing policies because Zoran did policies, and then everyone else is like, okay, well, we need some policies. And so Sliwa was like, well, cats, obviously. So his the meat and potatoes of his policy is we are going to distribute plastic Tupperware boxes at strategic points around the city to facilitate feral cat colonies dealing with rats.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's actually what the city plans to do is distribute Tupperware boxes.
He says that the mice will smell the cats and they'll stop coming there. Uh-huh.